The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
So it's time for Explained Well with Christelle, which we do around this time every day on the show. And we are talking about the state of education currently in South Africa, especially with regards to the matric exams almost being over and some of the matrics just not turning up. And on the line, we've got Dr. Gillian Mooney, who is the Dean of Academic Support and Development at the Independent Institute of Education, or the IIE. Welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross, Dr. Mooney.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Christelle. Hi, Roz. Hi, listeners. And thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much. And so, Dr. Mooney, we wanted to ask you, I am active in the tertiary education space. I know that post-COVID, we've had such challenges getting students back in class, back engaged, submitting their work. But so in the last press conference that the Department of Basic Education held, they noted that matrics are not even showing up for their exams. And we thought this is, as you know, now basically we're in the marking phase of the academic year. How much in trouble are we with our education system post-COVID if students and matriculants are just not even showing up?
Well, I think we need to be cautious about any conclusions that we draw. I mean, at this point, we can only really draw sort of short-term effects. So I think the literature is really sort of looked at the effects of COVID itself. We now find ourselves in a phase where we're moving on into, well, the what now, really, and really trying to figure it out. Not sure I have huge answers for you tonight. I think, you know, it might take a bit of a while for us to reflect and go back and really understand it.
No, I think that's fair, also because I think most people in the education space, be it secondary or tertiary, when, as you know, the hard lockdown hit, you kind of do the best you can figure out. You know, and the same, I think, would apply to parents with children at home. You adapt to, you know, all kinds of online tools.
Dr. Mooney, do you think that there is a feeling amongst matriculants that, you know what, matric isn't really that important? Like, it's not going to change my life in South Africa, whether I have matric or a tertiary education. I've seen the unemployment stats. I'm actually not interested in trying.
Well, you know, I think we need to remember that any kind of lockdown, I think what we've been through as a country and indeed as a, you know, in the world, that would have emotional and social consequences for everybody. So we've gone through phases here where we were all in lockdown. That was an increased sense of isolation. And we also learned, I think, to maybe not trust others. If you think about the act of wearing a mask, which means I'm going to protect myself from you, I don't know if we're going to get over that as quickly as we would. And we also need to think about, well, if this could happen, if the whole world could stop, then what is the value, number one, of me trying? And who's to say it's not going to happen again? So I think a sense of, you know, kind of pointlessness of it all, to speak to your point, may indeed be there. I think it's also, we're caught in the state of, if I was writing the trick, so you've had, think about that, you've had your, you've chosen your subject, you chose your subject, you were all excited about doing that, and then suddenly the world changed. So you were told, make a decision, this is good for you, and what you were expecting to happen, which was, you know, to enjoy what you were doing and your subjects, and then suddenly that's out the window. I think they're likely to be effects of that.
Yeah.
And I think we'd be quite remiss if we didn't think about them.
Dr. Mooney, I wanted to ask, how different is this year and what we have seen, sort of compared to previous years? I mean, obviously, the immediate previous years were the lockdown period, but going back sort of before then, what is the sort of scale of the problem?
Well, you know, that's so difficult to determine because, you know, in hindsight, what we should have done is get a baseline of everything, and then we'd be able to compare it to where we are now. I think thinking certainly in the university space is what's happened to students is they've missed out. If you've done your last few years of school and then you've started varsity, you've missed out on so many experiences there, from your matric farewell to orientation week at university. And that experience, I think, is something that we've never seen before. And what difference that makes to how students think about school and university and their experience, I don't know if we know that. And I know you want me to give you an answer.
No, I mean, I understand that, you know, I mean, it's we just don't know at this stage. We can just see that it's busy having an effect.
And I think then, Brad, in that context with the picture you've painted, and I think you're right, we sometimes underestimate what we went through societally.
Yes.
Even when you said now the world stopped, I was like, goodness, yeah, it did. But so in that context, how do we, and in the context also of matrix, now soon we'll have to start waiting for the results of their exams. They might not do as well as they anticipated. How do we come alongside both matriculants and students in this time, and how do we set them up for success next year in the new academic year, whether they proceed to a tertiary or not? How can families and individuals assist in that?
Well, I think the two things there, that I think it's sort of understanding where you are in this situation now, that we're not in lockdown anymore, we're not in a pandemic anymore, and where am I and how do I move on? I think for students who perhaps felt demotivated, in other words, what's the point of all of this, and perhaps didn't perform as well as they would want to, what's really important, and I think this is true whether you've had a pandemic or not a pandemic, I think it's always been true, is that understanding that there are so many options open to students. Let's take your example, you haven't done as well as you wanted to in the matric exams, and perhaps didn't get the place at an institution that you thought you might have wanted to. That's never been the end of the story anyway. Mm-hmm. There have always been other options. There are options around late applications, a selection of different courses, a selection of different institutions. There's even the option of rewriting subjects. So those are always in place and haven't gone away. And I think maybe that's the one thing that stayed in place, is that feeling with matrix of, well, I haven't done as well, now what? And none of that has really changed by the pandemic, and there've always been firm alternatives for students in place.
Yeah, I think that's an important reminder, that those alternatives do exist, and if it perhaps hasn't gone as well as it should have for whatever reason, those alternatives can be explored. Dr. Moody, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thank you, team, and thank you to listeners. And if I may, just a shout out to my beautiful daughter, Emily Mooney.
Aww.
Sorry, I'm scoring some parents' points.
No, hello, you're welcome.
From the whole team. Hey, Emily.
Yeah, all the best. Dr. Mooney, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Good evening, all.
Cheers. That's Dr. Gillian Mooney. And we're just chatting about, you know, the matrix and what's currently happening at the moment, because it hasn't necessarily been a very good year.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.